Next weekend, the B&O Railroad Museum will commemorate the 150th anniversary of President Lincoln's funeral train stop in Baltimore with a weekend full of events. Visitors will experience an immersive environment with reenactments, music from the era, and will be able to view the martyred president in an authentic reproduction of his casket. B&O Railroad Museum Executive Director Courtney Wilson looks back at that chilly April when the Lincoln funeral train set off on its nearly 1,700-mile journey.
President Abraham Lincoln's funeral train left Washington, D.C. on April 21, 1865. J.C. Power's 1872 narrative, Abraham Lincoln, his great funeral cortege from Washington City to Springfield, Illinois, with a history and description of the National Lincoln Monument, describes the scene. At 8 o'clock, the funeral cortege of Abraham Lincoln moves slowly from the depot for its long and circuitous journey to the western prairies. Several thousand soldiers were in line by the side of the railroad and presented arms as the train departed amid the tolling of bells and the uncovered heads of the immense assemblage. A portion of the soldiers in line near the depot were two regiments of U.S. colored troops. They stood with arms reversed, heads bowed, all weeping like children at the loss of a father. Dignified governors of states, grave senators, and scar-worn army officers who had passed through scenes of blood and carnage unmoved lost their self-control and were melted to tears in the presence of such unaffected sorrow. Baltimore was the first stop on the train's 1,654-mile journey, and its residents were some of the first of an estimated 30 million mourners who viewed his body. John Work Garrett, the Civil War president of the B&O Railroad, was placed in charge of the funeral train by Secretary of War Edwin Stanton following Lincoln's assassination. The Lincoln Special carried hundreds of mourning dignitaries. Its engine had Mr. Lincoln's photograph over the cowcatcher. The president's coffin was accompanied by a second, a smaller one. His son Willie, who had died in the White House in 1862 at the age of 11, was being taken home for final burial in Springfield with his father. Upon arrival in Baltimore in 1865, Lincoln's body was taken to lie in state under the rotunda of Baltimore's Merchants Exchange building. More than 10,000 Baltimoreans filed past his casket in a three-hour period to pay their last respects. In The Life of Abraham Lincoln, biographer Isaac N. Arnold wrote, quote, "Nowhere were the manifestations of grief more impressive than at Baltimore, and especially from the Negroes. Convulsed with a grief they could not control, with sobs, cries, and tears, told how deeply they mourned their deliverer." Power also writes, "Baltimore was then under the control of loyal men who felt deeply grieved that a plot had been laid there for his destruction when on his way to assume the duties of his office." The city added $10,000 to the reward offered for the arrest of the assassin. Those who accompanied the escort the entire journey say that there was no other place where the manifestations of grief were apparently so sincere and unaffected as in the city of Baltimore, although they admit it was hard to make a distinction when all were intent on using every exertion to do honor to the memory of the illustrious statesman.
Learn more about the B&O Railroad Museum's weekend of events at borail.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR, your NPR news station.